This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS 33 off. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillow with code GWFIT. 25. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 570,000.
570,000!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there?
Nothing. Got me a little bit of this berry ginger hard kombucha. I'm addicted to this stuff.
Was that great. The stuff you were plying me with the other day, or is this different?
Similar. Okay. This is a Trader Joe's brand or something. I don't know, but these are nice. You have one, puts you like in a nice relaxed mood. It's good for your gut. It's perfect. You don't need to have a lot. You know, it's not necessary
for your anus.
Until you do, and then you have a lot.
You might have a problem.
Yes.
I like things that are good.
Yeah, I think if you drink a lot of these, you might be pissing out of your anus. I don't
might
know.
Might be boring you out.
Over probiotic instead of probiotic. It's overbiotic.
Overbiotic. That's not good. You don't want to get bored out. So speaking of getting bored out, look what I got. My Chris Cyborg autograph kiss. She just kissed me.
Is that real lipstick?
Yeah, fucking ain't right it is.
Did you double check it to make sure?
I'm not going to open it. I don't know if it's sealed. I don't want to touch it, but.
Okay. That smells like.
Smells like Cyborg. It smells like excellence. Smells like you're going to get your ass kicked if you get anywhere close to it. Okay. That's funny because my daughter's like, hey, you got something in the mail from Chris Cyborg. She knows who she is.
Yeah.
Like, you're goddamn right. And they got a little, they threw in some extra stickers and other Chris Cyborg stuff. So I'm like, that's cool. I'm legit. I fucking got a Chris Cyborg sign. Lipsticks. I don't know what I do with that. Maybe it's just my business and nobody else's.
Yeah. Should stick it on the family wagon.
Yeah.
I support the Borg.
That's right. Woo! Mm-hmm. So about, what else is happening? We had a little UFC over the weekend.
Yeah. Los Anjos.
Versus Rafael versus Rafael.
So I'm so confused. I don't know who to root for in this fight. They're both Dos Anjos. Dos
Equis. Dos Huevos.
Fiziev. How do you say his name? Fiziev.
Hang on a second. I wrote it phonetically. Fiziev. There you go.
Fiziev.
I'm very great with all names, as you can tell every fucking show we do. So, not a kind of one-sided till the fourth round. I think they scored it Dos Anjos for round four. And then in round five, I saw the hand dropping. I'm like, oh no, left hook incoming.
Got some pictures of the fight.
That guy's got a lot of power.
He does. You know, I'm impressed. Dos Anjos has been around forever.
He's like late 30s. I don't know how old these days.
Yeah, he's been into a lot of big fights. I still remember, was it Jeremy Stevens, right? Mm-hmm. That was the fight, the big fight.
Yeah.
So back in the day, got the KO going. So I don't know. What do you think about Fiziev? What do you think about Fizzy? I'm going to call him Fizzy. What do you think about Mr. Fizz?
He's
Mr.
got
Fizzy.
A hell of a lot of power, but again, I think it was number 10 versus number 7. I want to say, here we go. I want to say Rafael was number 7 and Rafael was number 10. So take that. Because they're interchangeable. So yeah, he looks like he's got a lot of power and his takedown defense, I think he's top or second in the UFC at 95% efficiency when he's defending a takedown. So those are usually good odds when you can force the guy to do what you want to do. And, you know, I don't know what he's on, a 6-fight win streak or something, but he's winning. He's young.
He's hungry.
That's what it's all about. And then I saw an interesting matchup. Someone had thrown this one out. Get your feedback. What do you think about doing Jim Miller versus Rafael Dos Anjos?
Didn't they fight before?
No. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to think. I thought they could have. Dos Anjos is floating between 55 and 70.
Pettis, maybe they never did fight. Diego Sanchez. I don't think they actually did. I like it. I like the matchup. I think they're... You got a Miller who's seems to be surging and wants to fight another 40 fights. You know, why not? Let him. They did not fight.
And you're it's older guys, right? Because Dos Anjos is getting up there. Miller's fucking would be his like 41st fight in the UFC or something crazy. So might as well. I mean, for some action.
Miller has been around forever. Insane.
Yeah.
His first fight was in 2005. Nuts. It's a lot of fighting.
It's so many. And with one organization, majority of their fights, right?
Yeah, I think he started with the UFC in 2008. He had a bunch of fights from 05 to 07, like 10 or 12 fights, and then boom, since then it's all UFC. I mean, it's been an Oliveira, he fought Charles back early. Remember that fight? That was like that weird where Oliveira was like, I'm good. He had him in like the knee bar. Mm. And I was like, I'm good. And then he was like, no, I'm not good.
Like he just shredded my knee like fucking ground beefs.
You know, he fought Diego Sanchez, Lozon a few times, Dustin Poirier. He had a streak where he lost a bunch. I think that was because of the Lyme disease, but he's been looking faring pretty well. I like that matchup. I like where you sound. I'm in. Let's make it.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Matchmakers. And what's with Dana White not being at any of the events of late? What's going on?
Maybe he's got.
Is there a scandal brewing? A COVID? I think he's still doing that Fuck It Friday stuff where like we're taking a taco, we're dipping it in cow shit, and then I'm going to take a bite.
Anyway, deep fry it.
Yeah, deep fry it. And then cover it with salty nuts.
Cyborg juice. Deep fried cyborg
juice. Well, anything in cyborg juice is going to taste awesome.
Delicious.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know, did you see the Rafael Fizzies call out of Rafael Nadal, the tennis player? He's like,
no.
We have the best fighting Rafael. Now we must know who is the best Rafael of all time. So calling out Rafael Nadal, the freaking tennis star. Like, I don't even know what this doesn't, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
no, because like, do people even know who that is? I mean, I vaguely, if you said that name, I could probably tell you it was tennis, but does the average person that's watching MMA have any fucking idea who that guy is?
Probably not, but
probably not.
He's pretty well known and world-class athlete. But it's just kind of funny. I mean, you couldn't pick someone a little tougher. Like, it's just kind of like, I'm going to beat the tennis star's ass. That's my plan.
Was he trying to fight him or play
It was a joke. So, yeah. But it's still, it's funny, yet it's like, you know, whatever. Maybe his corner told him to get some fans.
Go get some fans,
that was his way of doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I should get some fans.
Yeah.
And how about the UFC this weekend? I'll share here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to blow some stuff up. This one looks solid. So you have, let's see, Brian Ortega versus Yair Rodriguez. That should be a really fucking fun fight. Two scrappy guys going at it. I don't know who the favorite. Ooh. Probably Ortega.
I like Ortega's chances in this one. Or Rodriguez is pretty damn tough, though. I feel like
he's scrappy, man. They're both scrappy as fuck.
I think this is going to go the distance. It's going to be close.
Yeah. Michelle Watterson. What's the other big fight? Oh, yeah. You got that Misha Tate fight versus Lauren Murphy on here.
Yeah.
At 125, right?
Misha Tate.
And then there was something else on the prelims. Let's see. I forgot who else. Yeah.
Jessica Penny.
Yeah. a Nurmagomedov.
There's so many. There's like 100 Nurmagomedovs now.
Yeah, I think someone posted and said, if your name ends in Medov, like M-E-D-O-V, your win rate is 86%.
Well,
in the UFC.
Maybe people get them all confused and it thinks it's Khabib and they're like, I quit. I give up.
They all have the same beard style too, where it's just, you don't do the mustache and just do the Abe Lincoln kind of thing.
That's a look. It's definitely a look.
It is a look. I don't know if I like it, but it's a look. He's a looker. So that should be fun. Hey, speaking of fun, should talk about our sponsor. How about a little Manscaped?
Yes.
Hey, you. Yeah, you got Bush. You definitely do if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today, Manscaped. Hey, taking control of your Bush is important. These products are so good. You're going to be showing pride in your new Bush-free yard. It's a fact that you have the best kept nutsack on the cul-de-sac. Ball sack. Save big and be the most hygienic version of yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
That's right. So whether you're looking to go bald like an eagle or just in need of a safe trim, Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full body grooming game. The package I recommend is the Performance Package 4.0, which also happens to have inside of it what I have here. The lawnmower 4.0, the electric trimmer is a Bush's worst nightmare. Kate Bush may be trending at the moment, but your Bush needs some help.
That's right. It's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. It's time you level up from the Amazon to the Amadong, the Amishlong with the ultimate bushwhacking tools from Manscaped. That's right. I forgot about the Amadong. It's everywhere. What else is happening out there?
Well, okay. So I have some news regarding Luke Rockhold, who made some pretty bold statements over the week.
Taking the cock?
Planning to take on Paulo Costa at UFC 278. He was talking about his marijuana and mushroom use during this training camp. He said he uses marijuana to kind of isolate. I don't get any need or want to go do other things. It just kind of isolates me and my hyper-focuses me on my goal and just being on a one-track mind. Then I tried mushrooms and it enhances my focus within that space. When he was asked how many times he does it, he's like, I don't know, 4 days a week, every day. I don't know. I take them when I run. I use them post-training. I use them for cardio, kind of focus train. You analyze and digest what you're doing, and it gives you perspective, a lot of perspective on your training. This is the first training camp that I've ever really incorporated mushrooms. I used it a little bit in the past, but never like this. He said he was getting carried away with like drinking and all kinds of stuff. So he was trying to like get himself back on track, and he's ready to face his opponent at UFC 278. So my question is like your thoughts on psychedelics and marijuana use during training camp for a prize fight. Is this effective? I don't know what we're
hard to say. You know? I think the weed is effective. The mushrooms are just have a handful of experiences with. So I don't know. I guess it's kind of a wait and see. Let's see how he performs. Cause I think everyone handles their psychedelics differently. So I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. And if this fight even happens, because it got postponed before, right? Because Paulo Costa weighed like 255, couldn't make the 185 pounds. We had to move it or an injury or some bullshit. So I don't know if this fight will ever happen. It'll be fun.
I think it will be fun.
What's your thought on training on mushrooms and weed?
Well, I like the Joe Rogan approach. I think anything you do on those substances that you are already skilled at can enhance your flow in those, in that. But if you're trying to learn something new, I'm not sure either substance is going to be very helpful. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're already like a good jiu-jitsu guy or a good striker, it just helps you relax. Remember when we went golfing, right?
Yeah.
We were relaxed, extra relaxed.
In the fucking zone.
It was fantastic. So I think that's okay. Cause I already know how to golf. Not very well, but you know, whatever. But if I'm trying to improve my skill level, I'm not sure I would. This is a bad approach, I think.
Yeah. And I will be on psychedelics on Friday when we golf. So we'll see how that works.
Sweet.
I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I like Luke Rockhold to win. I'm putting my money on Luke Rockhold. How's that?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a good opportunity for him to showcase his striking. We'll see, though.
Hopefully. And then I don't know if you saw this. Bigfoot Silva got KO'd for the second time this month.
Jesus. He fought again? Don't they have to take time off or something?
Not the Bigfoot.
Is that Brock Lesnar?
It looks like a mini Brock Lesnar, right? So I think he just gets overwhelmed and then he gets TKO'd, stopped. And that guy's just throwing fucking sledgehammers at him, too.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
Just boom, boom, boom. Oh, man. Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Bigfoot is not throwing anything back.
He's not getting anything off.
Somebody stop this fight.
Oh, my God, dude. But look, just think about all the seats. Like, right there, he's out. He's so fucking out. And then they finally stop it. And the crazier thing is he has a fight scheduled against Fedor's brother, I think, in the next 2 weeks also. He's going for a hat trick.
How's it legal? That's my question.
He's just not fighting in the U.S., so he's not fighting under any fucking regulatory agency to step in. And his former manager said, I had to step away from the situation because I want the guys to stop and he won't fucking listen to me. So now I won't no part with whatever he's doing, wherever he's doing, because obviously we can all see where this is ending up. Not it's good.
Destination CTE land. So if he's already arrived, now the question is, you know, good Lord. I don't know. That it just it hurts my heart to see that, to be honest with you. It's just
It's sad because it's went beyond the funny point, like haha. Like, oh man. And what there's nothing you can do because if he wants to just keep doing it, there's no one to stop him. So
it's not.
What else is going on?
Well, in that same phase, there's a fight between Giovanni Vargas and Behzad Almakan at an Octagon League show in Kazakhstan a couple days back. And I found this video where he actually decides he's going to be done fighting. Can you see this?
Yep.
So he's like, they're just going at it, doing a little stand up, right? And he's all like, hey, oh, I took a nice shot to the face. He's like, no mas, no mas, I'm good. Like, that's it. So out on his feet. I wish the Bigfoot could employ similar tactics, but I think this is a good approach for him. He should go the way of, what's his face? The big, large man.
Bob Sapp.
Thank you.
Yeah, where he takes a one like, shot and goes it. Down.
I'm done. I got my show money. I'm good. Yeah, because it's hard to watch. It really is. I don't like that when he's standing there, not sure where he's at, but he won't go down.
And then the ref is not helping. He's not doing him any favors either. He's letting him take the extra punishment that he doesn't need. Like, you could stop that way earlier if you wanted, but. You know, everyone's out for blood, and unfortunately, Bigfoot's willing to donate on a weekly basis. Apparently, just fuck it. Mm-hmm. I hope he's getting paid a lot.
Me too. He probably isn't.
And I don't know if you saw Frank Mir lately. He's having some health issues.
Oh no!
You see the size of his arm here?
Yeah, it's tiny.
He said it's 12 inches now, his bicep. It was, or no, he's at 15, I think now. It was at 12. I don't know. It's really fucked up. He said he lost so much cartilage in his neck that his neck was starting to fuse together, like his vertebrae are fusing together, where he's bone on bone. And then it's pinching the nerves in his arm. So he can only curl 10 pounds with his right arm now. and hopefully it'll go back. But I think that's the same thing that happened to Bass Rutten.
Then he was able to recover. It took him like a year or something. So,
but I think he's still compromised, where it's not like he may have 50% size, but there's a marked difference. And I think it's the same thing. I think it's his right arm too. So it's fucked up.
Too much wagging up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and then Frank was talking in that interview saying, yeah, I was trying to see if I could bench 400 because I'm in my 40s and I just did 365 the other day, and then my son was bench pressing 220 and doing all these reps, and then I did three and I couldn't get the bar up, so I knew there was something wrong. Like, hey man, you're in your 40s, maybe you don't need to be trying to bench press 400. I don't know. Yeah. It's probably just not that, but all the jujitsu has probably fucked up his neck. I don't know. It's a lot of shit going on with that guy.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad. Hope he recovers.
Yeah. Did you see BJ Penn is in second place for the primary election?
No, I need to get me a shirt. BJ for governor.
There's some other Duke guy. He's got 27% of the vote. BJ Penn 24, and then Heidi's at 9%. And I saw one of his new pitches for a platform. Let me see. He's got a little 10-second thing here saying about what he's about, what he wants to see incorporated.
What's up, everybody? This is BJ Penn, and I believe Oahu needs a drag strip racetrack just like the Big Island. The Big Island has one, and Oahu needs one, and it's been way too long.
He's advocating drag strip. We need a drag strip. Big Island's got one. Fucking Oahu needs one. It's his platform.
The Big Island. He's trying to just collect any votes he can at this point.
I forgot what else he had. Some other thing posted too about probably not stuff that the normal person gets shit about. But hey, man, you gotta get votes. It's BJ Penn. BJ Penn for governor.
BJPenn.com.
That's right.
Okay. Well, did you happen to see Michael Chandler on The Masked Singer recently?
Yes.
You did see. I don't know if I'm not going to share
just the highlight, but what song was he trying to sing?
Britney Spears. I believe it's Crazy. There he is in his little costume doing his thing, and they're cheering him on. Sadly, though, he did not win.
Well, he wasn't singing very well.
No. But I mean, he's got his gloves on and everything. So I don't know. It's kind
Do
of
people
fun.
Even know who he was?
Not really.
Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Why is he famous? I don't know.
He's got gloves on. He must fight. Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing. And I think that wasn't that like a local show too? Yeah.
He was not on the big stage, but he's trying to get
sure work his way up, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw this strike over the weekend. So what do you want to call this? What do you think this move's called?
Elbow?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. What
is that effective strike? Like, break your fucking ankle, man.
I don't know. I guess it's a title. It's a MMA fight. You can hit whatever you can hit. You should hit, I guess.
Like, who was doing that too? Like, you'd see a guy and he'd like try to punch someone in the quad. Like, what are you doing? Why are you punching him in the thigh? I don't, this isn't a Charlie horse. Guess who won the horse race? Charlie. I used to do that to my kids all the time. I'm like, no.
Oh my God. That's funny. So I was looking at PFL salaries for the last event. And I don't know if you saw these numbers. Anthony Pettis making 750K, Kayla Harrison making 500K, and nine fighters earning six-figure payouts. They got a lot of money. There's Magomed Tarakimov making 200 grand. You got like Ray Cooper. Who the hell is that?
Mm-hmm. He was a champion.
Rory McDonald, 250 grand. So, I mean, they got some cash to give out to people. And I'm just wondering, like, where are they getting this money from? That's what
I think they're billionaire funded. So if you're billionaire funded, you can pay ridiculous. But I didn't think they were making that amount because they're all in the tournament, right? So I thought the deal was you win the tournament, you get $1 million. I thought they would make substantially less. I was thinking each person was maybe making 50 grand a fight, because it's, I think you're banking on fighting there to win the tournament, but obviously, like, those guys aren't having a ton of success. A lot of former UFC fighters over there. And Kayla, I mean, it's just a cakewalk for her. So she's got the best deal around. And I thought Bellator signed her, but then PFL matched what Bellator did. So I don't know if some of these other guys had that kind of a deal where people have a matching right, but Pettis making 750 doesn't seem to make any fucking sense at all.
But he's the Showtime.
He hasn't been good since he fucking was on the Wheaties box.
That's the curse.
Yeah, right? It's like the Madden or the Wheaties or the UFC cover to the game. There was all those curses.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw this. Mark Hunt had a run-in at a hotel.
Uh-oh.
And I think the World. So I'll share this. So this is Mark Hunt talking. So I check into the Crown Towers. And while I'm checking in, the receptionist asked me a question about the stay. She asked me, is there any special reason why I'm staying? I say to her, calm and cool, as nah, no special occasion, just going to have a wink. Okay. Filthy. And I walk up, drop my bags in, and leave for the gym. I get a call from the rodent manager asking me to leave the hotel. What the fuck? Your receptionist asked me a question, and I answered her, okay, you baboon. Little rat, is everyone in Melbourne have no sense of humor? What the fuck? COVID made everyone lose their sense. That's T-H-E-R-E, of humor. You can go out and get farked Crown Casino. You acting like you're some stand-up business where you're a bunch of cockroach thieves taking everybody's money from gambling. And next time, you little rat manager, grow some balls instead of getting your security to try to walk me out. Well, I got a better view from the Quincy Hotel. Fuck your Crown Towers. Okay. So you can't say you're going to go, you got the room so you can fucking beat off? Like, that's a problem?
I thought that means something else. Does that mean something else? Is that what that means?
To me, it means he's going to go beat off. Like, that's why you got a room. Like, you can't say that these days? That's offensive?
Apparently not. I'm not offended. I mean, what else do people do in hotel rooms?
Fucking jerk off on the walls. You spit, fucking
smear it around.
That's right. I did that with.
Wait.
I did it with cupcakes once in high school. I got really fucked up. And then someone shut the lights off because I think we were 20 and we rented a hotel room and just got fucking shit faced. Now we must have been in high school and we got shit faced in a hotel room. I thought it would be funny. Like, someone shut the lights off for 2 seconds and somehow I had managed to destroy 6 cupcakes all over the walls of the room and turn the lights back on, and everyone in the room was like, what the fuck, how did you do that? Because I just went and then fucking whole walls covered with jizz and cupcakes, or just cupcakes and the jizz inside the cupcakes. So I don't know. And then someone ended up losing a shoe later on because we walked to a gas station and then someone's shoe got stuck in the swamp. Things happen when you're in high school and you're in a fucking hotel room with a case of beers. I think that was the same night I blew off a stop sign. I got a speeding or driving through a stop sign ticket. Yep. And the officer reaches in the back of my car and I got a fucking bottle of Everclear in the back seat in a bag full of clothes. And the officer picks it up. What's in the bag? Clothes, going to sleep over at friends. Like, I'm like, that was fucking illegal. Can't be searching someone's vehicle. I think Brian was riding a shotgun. He's like, should I put the fucking bottle of alcohol under the seat? I'm like, no, don't fucking touch anything because they can see everything. We'll just play it out. I just got a ticket for blowing off a stop sign. It's all Joe's fault. Take that, another friend. Anyway, I digress too much. What else is going on out there?
I have one more thing. I think you could appreciate this. Sorry about the volume. I don't have any way to control it, but what is this? What's that?
Oh, you just don't share sound next time.
Oops.
That's loud. Okay. I'll mute it on the thing. That's the X-Arm. They were doing that for a while, but that looks like an amateur X-Arm. Remember where they tied everybody back to the fucking thing, and then they would bomb out on each other.
Yeah, pretty wild.
I like it. I think we need more shit where the faster you can induce brain damage, I think the better off the world is.
Sorry, I didn't mean to share sound.
No, you're all right.
I don't know why that happened. It.
Yeah, here's 3 years ago to the day.
Oh.
Those are my kind of favorites. Get
the Wayback Machine?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Nighty night. God, that was already 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I remember that.
And then he gets a couple extra clubs in. Yeah.
Lasted all of 6 seconds or something, right?
Yeah, I think that was Masvidal's last win, maybe. I feel like he's been on a losing streak. And I heard he wants to fight Usman for the third time. Why?
I don't know.
Nothing good's going to come from that.
He's cruising for a bruising.
Yeah, here was a good one. Here's a guy. I love these little ring cameras and all this shit that's coming out now. So here's a little guy coming home from work. Plant gets in his way.
I saw this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, nope.
Fucking destroys it. I think everyone feels like that sometimes.
I think he was having a bad day. He's like, nope, it's not going to happen.
And then I forgot to show this last week. So on the 4th of July, they always have that hot dog eating contest. The Nathan's hot dog eating contest near Joey Chestnut, and the fucking protester got up on stage and got in front of Joey, and Joey was having no part of that. So you see the protester come up. Joey's like, what? Fucking chokeholds him, throws him to the ground, and then goes back and proceeds to win the contest by like 20 plus hot dogs, more than everybody else in the contest.
I mean, I always wonder, those people, they just shit for days after that or what?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I think it would probably be wise to force yourself to throw up after that. Like, you need to hold it down to win the competition, but I think you should force yourself to fucking evacuate that as soon as possible. Because how do you not die? Like, I know what the meat sweats are, but could you imagine a 60 full-on hot dogs with the meat sweats and the amount of explosive diarrhea that's going to be? Sodium,
all of it.
It's just... how are you still alive? Because you got to train for this too. You can't just show up and just throw 60 down. So he's constantly fucking eating all sorts of shit and pounding it out. Like, I don't want to be that guy's toilet. That toilet's not happy.
No, I agree.
And then I saw a pretty cool UFC setup.
All right.
Send this to our friend Brian. Like, I always think these are neat when you see what people do in their little domiciles.
Look at that.
Full screen on this.
Oh, damn. Nice. Tail of the tape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brian should totally do this in his basement.
Like, it can get a little excessive because there's like all sorts of shit going on.
How the hell? Whoa.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
Oh, he's got video games too.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Ping pong table.
And then a big screen. And then he goes into the movie room, and then you have the main event.
Those are nice recliners. I feel like I'd be passed out in that recliner, though.
I'd be smoking much weed, and I'd probably die on one of those.
Yeah.
You know, comatose.
Super cool. I like it.
Let's do a little KO of the week. Got a couple. And this one is fucking brutal. I think I can do sound. Let's try some sound on this one. Hopefully it's not too loud. We'll see. If it's crazy, I'll turn it down. Yeah, it's too crazy. This guy's coming in, and then
whick, oh damn,
he gets fucking airborne.
Yeah, he's gonna feel that in the morning.
Yeah, and then there's a cool alternate angle on that one. And you can see like how much levitation this guy got.
Mm-hmm. Oh damn.
Fucking, it's like a double head whack on the way down. Like, geek.
Yep. I see that.
Fucking, that made my head hurt too.
Wild.
What else is out here? I will skip this one. We don't need this in our lives. And I don't know what's going on in the Waffle Houses, but apparently there's lots of fights that are going on. So I'll share one. Why not? We're going street fights now. Where the employee just comes over, cracks a dude.
Oh, damn.
And I don't know what these strikes are, but fucking going after that. But watch the second man in here. He's got a frying pan.
Frying pan. He's on his phone.
Like, dude, I'm going to fuck you up with a frying pan. Just throwing bombs in a Waffle House. Apparently, that's what you do.
It's a fine establishment.
That's what they do. Well, you can't jump the counter. That's the problem right there with red shoes on. You can't. Someone's going to fuck you up, son.
Yeah. Can't be jumping the counter at the Waffle House.
No. And then I don't know if you saw this. This is, you know, you see some of those tapes of like Dave Chappelle got fucked up on stage where someone came up and attacked him, and obviously the Chris Rock thing. So I don't know who this one is. It says Little Baby. Don't know who this is. Some rapper. He had a little encounter the other day on stage, but I would like you to notice how the security handles this guy. So guy comes up and guy goes bye-bye with the running man. Is this legal?
I don't know. That looks like he probably got hurt.
Well, he goes running here. And I think
smashes his face into the
hopefully
barrier.
And I don't think you can get sued for that because if you're attacking, he could have a weapon. He's got a gun.
Mm-hmm. It's aggressive. But, you know, better safe than sorry these days.
Yeah, I don't think you can take chances. I think you got to fucking go for broke. And then here's one more street fight. This is how you watch a street fight in style, apparently. He's tweeting this out. Beast mode, Gibby. Make sure you get the volume down, but there's a lot of action going on while this guy's watching. You always got to watch out for the third man in on a fight because someone always wants to come in and sucker punch you. But watch the guy watching this, like just sipping a pina colada. He doesn't even fucking care. I think if you're filming a fight, you got to watch the fight.
I agree, makes sense.
Now, let's talk about Felice Herrig. So she was talking about. I don't have any pictures. That's blasphemous. But she was saying, I make ridiculous money on OnlyFans. She said, then again, it's because of how hard I've worked to build a name and a brand and an image. But it's also nice because it allowed me to work on the recovery that I needed to do, getting massages like twice a week. I haven't talked about this extensively. OnlyFans made it where I'm not desperate to fight again. I actually make more money from that than I ever made in fighting. And I make good money fighting. But when you break it down to the fact that you only get paid when you fight, it does make things stressful on you when you're not getting paid to sit on the sidelines when you're not being helped out.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a valid point for all the ladies? Like, probably should start an OnlyFans. I'm just saying.
It's about passive income.
Yeah, right? Post a picture and then...
I can be all like, look at me cha-ching on OnlyFans. Do you think we could get any money on OnlyFans? I bet we could.
I don't know.
At least $5. Somebody would pay $5.
Well, if she wore like panties like this, you know, I might pay for that. That's old school. We've seen that one.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah, it's totally creepy, but you know, that's how it is. Let's do a little tweet of the week. This is from Ben Rothwell's belly button. You see a cute little boy. I see a man with herpes.
Totally. Where the hell is he?
I don't know. Hezbollah. Like he came on a scene, fucking went and run. Do a little ask the nuts. This is Alpha Cat Zingano. She had posed a question to everyone. She says, okay, if you're a fighter and you're on a stool between rounds and you have 1 minute, do you want your coaches to one, give you techniques / instructions, two, use words of encouragement to hype you up, or three, tell you what they think the score is?
I think all three of those.
Yeah, right.
I would like to, I would probably in that order. Or maybe I would say, I'd like to hear what the score is first, then hear some technical advice, and then I want some hype to get off the stool and get ready.
Yeah, I can see it. It's like, I gotta know what I need to do. And of course I want the encouragement, but I also need to know where I'm standing because I need to know how intense shit needs to get. And all that's only going to help because sometimes Lucas sat Rampage in the corner. They only give you your words of encouragement to hype you to fuck up. Like, dude,
I need technical
advice right now.
Like, fuck him up.
What are you seeing? What do I need to do to fix this besides more of the same? You're doing great, champ. Edmund Tavarian too. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And Knowledge, get Knowledge for the week.
Yes, I saw Thor Love and Thunder over the weekend. I'll show you a quick picture of, there you go, Natalie Portman. Look, if you notice her arms,
buff, yep,
huge, right? Thor's arms, huge. I loved it. I know the internet has mixed reviews. There's like people who love the people who hated it. I thought it was one of the best Marvel movies in a long time. It was really entertaining, great soundtrack. The story was fantastic. Christian Bale is the bad guy. Super creepy. So creepy that the two younger kids, the 9 and 8-year-olds, left halfway through the movie and had to be taken out because they thought he was too scary.
So, that's what I was hearing.
He's way scary.
Wow. So,
but me and the older one got my older son who's 13 got to finish it. And the ending's good. I highly recommend it. I was reading an interview from Chris Hemsworth, and he was saying like he's so much bigger all of a sudden because during quarantine he was working out like a madman,
but doing lots of steroids.
Well, right, but he didn't think about the fact that when he started shooting the movie, which takes like 4 or 5 months, that he would have to maintain that physique for the whole, because otherwise it'd be weird. So he's like, it was easy when all I was doing is eat, sleep, train, you know, during quarantine. Mm-hmm. But now I'm filming 10 to 12 hours a day. So like, when do I work out to stay this big?
Yeah, it's a good point, right?
He's like, it's never going to happen again because it was just a brutal, but he's fucking gigantic. Like, and it shows on he looks huge, but yeah, really, really well done.
The lead up pics of him like training and posting pics. Like, oh my God, are you fucking massive? I mean, he's been like big in. I just rewatched the Thor Ragnarok actually last night, and he was fucking huge in that. But now he's even bigger in this one. Like, holy fuck!
Yeah, I loved. I want to hear your take on it because I had several people who three people in my family hated it. Two of us loved it, and then it's been kind of the same from the friend group I talk to. They're like, this movie sucks. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's fucking awesome. So
yeah, Brian saw it and his take was it was too much of a comedy for him. Still good, but I think he liked the Ragnarok one better.
Okay, so it was a little like romantic comedy kind of, like, yeah, but I don't know.
But I mean, the other Thor was like that too. Like, there was a lot of comedy in it, so we'll see. I mean, I'm trying to see it.
It's directed by the same guy who did what we do in the Shadows thing, Waikiki Tiki, or what, remember
vampire
movie? Same. That's hilarious. That's the director of that, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna see it. It's just a timing thing with my family's not all here right now. So
yeah. Did you see Jojo Rabbit? Have you seen that one?
Mm-mm. What's that?
He directed that one too. It's a Nazi movie, but it's really slapstick like weird comedy. I would, if you want to, you know, have something fun to watch, it's super weird. Jojo Rabbit is what it's called. It's about a little kid who's like in training to be like an SS officer. And it's like the whole thing is really weird. So it came out a few years ago.
All right.
What do you got for knowledge?
Great way to get CTE. I don't know if you saw this guy sliding down the street in the rain.
I don't know. What the hell? Oh man, there's more of them.
Yeah, the other guys make it successfully, but I'll do it with no volume. Like, how hurt do you think he got there? I want to throw up.
I don't know, but
because he's going so fast, and it's into the bumper, and then the bounce to the ground. He may be dead. I didn't confirm this.
He's not.
And then the other guys, the way by. Oh, I saw that.
That looks painful.
And then this is a little post 4th of July stuff. You always see people getting hurt and injured. So saw this guy. He's doing his work.
Oh, no. What the hell?
Like, you gotta aim.
Oh shit.
Make sure you're aiming the right way, son.
That's too bad.
Fuck. That all works out. At least he didn't lose any fingers. You know?
That's a good point. He might have lost the ball, though.
Yep. And if he was a little older, it'd be a Manscaped joke right in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, that's it. Shut down.
All righty. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. We're not done.